Well, good afternoon or good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road II, coming to you with the Ralph Winter Road Show, live out of Alaska. And I don't know. It's like uncontrolled insanity anymore. I mean, every day is just unbelievable. I'm going to talk a little bit more again about that Trevor Martin thing. Good old our interloper, treasonous, reprobate Obama and Holder. And somebody sent me a thing that I thought was pretty on point. It said, you know, if Satan had a son, he'd be just like Obama. I said, you know what? That's just about right on. That regime up there, the one that I have called the Obama regime, shall live in infamy, my statement taken off of what FDR did. And their mantra is, what difference at this point does it make? Everything you corner them on, at what difference at this point does it make? Fast and furious. What difference does it make? We don't get it. So you caught us. Big deal. Let's move on. IRS. What difference at this point does it make? And they just keep doing it over and over and over. When is America going to rise up and kick these and put these people in jail? Get them out of office. Quit believing this nonsense. These race baiters. I'm going to cover some of what Buchanan said about blacks. Nobody wants to talk about racism except the race baiters. Everybody else wants to just like, well, it never happened. We can't talk about it because it's taboo. We'll be disenfranchised from the mainstream of society. Big damn deal.
Many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, one of the first things I want to take up today is this thing of this German family that came over here and got asylum. And, of course, the Department of Justice wades in on this thing. Good old Holder, another reprobate, race baiter. And you go to the Sixth Circuit, and you look at some of this stuff that's in the Sixth Circuit holding, and it's just not holding, but their decisions. And first of all, I would think that this would be sort of a constitutional issue. Think? No, it's done in administrative world. It's done in the administrative world. They're looking at an administrative judge's determinations, then confirmed by the final decision of an agency. Now, that's just absolutely astounding. How did a constitutional issue end up in the administrative world? People have no idea that there's been a coup d'etat in our country. There is no constitutional republic today. Everything's there. There's just nobody home. These agencies have taken over America. It started back in 1881 with the Interstate Commerce Commission, the first independent establishment, an entity that's utopia, sitting outside, unaffected by any Democrats, Republicans, or whatever. These guys have been given the angelic thing over their head. They're going to do the right thing with nobody overseeing them. Our whole constitutional republic is built on the principle of a limited delegation of power from us to the people to hold those that, quote, hold office, the limited delegation, which is to be defined, accountable. If you are not held accountable, what do you think is going to happen? Look at America today. That's what's happening. Nobody's held accountable. IRS. Who's holding them accountable? Yeah, they beat on them. They get up there, TSA, they're beating on them. Who's holding them accountable? They're not accountable to anybody. And they're making decisions that are totally destroying our republic. Because the people have no idea that basically everything we see is a grand lie. It's an illusion. People can't see it. It really mirrors an awful lot of what happened in the first Matrix. And people can't stand the truth. They choose not to see it. And almost all of these agencies are totally outside our constitutional republic. They're called independent establishments. I've offered, I still give it away, in 4 emails, the FDR research done back in 1937. It's called the Headless Fourth Branch of Government because there's no head to it. There's no constitution. There's no statutory law that really binds them except two things. The only thing that reaches into the Headless Fourth Branch that allows them to reach back and grab you and me is the Federal Register Act of 1935 and the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. The 1935 Federal Register Act says that the president is an agency or federal agency. It says means. How in the heck Can a president of the United States, that's supposed to have executive power only under an office created by the Constitution of the United States, become a federal agency or agency? It says means. Well, of course. Once you see it, it's not really, it's an interesting concept. Well, if we are going to have an administrative, a headless fourth branch of government, administrative entities, which in 1986, a dissenting Justice White said the administrative state has won. That's where we live today. Well, we got to have our, quote, interloper, Obama. He's got to be able to exist in that world. Well, how does he do regulations? They're called executive orders. He puts them in the Federal Register. And some of them, then they get around and Congress ups or downs them. But he puts them in the Federal Register. Do they have application to us? You start looking at them, no. It's an illusion. They'll reference two or three of these executive orders, and you go take a look at them, and they don't grab us. We just think they do. He makes executive orders about FEMA. FEMA is an independent establishment. Says so. They admit it. Do the regulations have the force and effect of law? No. Because none of them meet the requirements of informal or formal rulemaking mandated in 1946 Administrative Procedures Act. People don't have a clue. They have no idea what's going on. And it requires a little bit of intellectual thinking and a little research to put your mind, grasp your mind and look at something in an objective manner, the facts of what's going on. What we're dealing with today, and which I'm going to get into some of this, is subjective. In the court of law, the jury is supposed to be objective. They look at the law, the facts, take your feelings, opinions, and those, and basically throw them in the trash. Look at the objective facts, evidence. The Zimmerman trial is being tried in the subjective world by Obama, by Holder, by the Black Panthers that has a bounty on white people. Imagine if I put out a bounty on somebody. I bet you the FBI would be out here before it paid with the transmission was an hour out. What does Holder do? Nothing. What's Obama do? Nothing. Al Sharpton. God, what a piece of trash he is. Jesse Jackson. It's just absolutely astounding. Anyway, back to this, the Romkes. I'm not sure if I pronounce it right. It's R-O-M-E-I-K-E-S. Romkes, Romkes. Everybody over there is going to be going to the public school. Everybody goes to the public schools. They don't want homeschooling. Why don't they want homeschooling? You think there might be a reason why they don't want homeschooling? Now, in this, the Department of Justice cited an international court ruling. What the hell does the international court have to do with our constitutional republic? Nothing. They say, quoting, the European Court of Human Rights has held that parents could not refuse the right to educate, the right to education of a child on the basis of parents' convictions, because the child has an independent right to education. So in other words, your religious stance, your convictions, you don't have a right to educate your child. Hello, 1984, Brave New World of Huxley. Our Department of Justice is knee-deep in the middle of this. What do you think Hitler was doing with his Hitler's Youth? In 1938, they even mentioned the law there about the public education in 1938 in Germany. What do you think? How do you change a whole society? How do you overthrow it? Well, one of the first things you do is you propagandize and you go after the children. Your new recruits. Now, there's no way. How do you compare if you send your children to a public school with 8 hours of propaganda and you have a limited time at home to try to straighten out what the people at the school are shoving down their throats? This is one of the ways we overthrow a constitutional republic. And here our good old Holder is knee-deep in the middle of it, and Obama. This is a statement they made here out of a German court decision. The general public has a justified interest in counteracting the development of religiously or philosophically motivated parallel societies and in integrating minorities in this area. Integration does not require that the majority of the population does not exclude religious or ideological minorities, but in fact, these minorities do not segregate themselves and they do not close themselves off to a dialogue with dissenters and people of other beliefs. God almighty, we wouldn't want that. And our DOJ has bought into this, and the court. Dialogue with such minorities is the enrichment of an open, pluralistic society. Yeah, these different, right? What a crock of baloney that is. Yeah, different parallel society. The learning and practicing of this in a sense of experienced tolerance is an important lesson right from the elementary school stage. The presence of a broad spectrum of convictions in a classroom can substantially develop an ability of all pupils in being tolerant and exercising the dialogue that this is a basic requirement of democratic decision-making process. What a pile of turds. Crap. Homeschoolers outperform the ones going to our public schools. Why is that? If I had any children, if I'd bust with any children, they would never see the inside of one of these public propaganda schools. Never see the inside of one. That's just right out of Hitler's youth. They mandate you're going to listen to our propaganda because we don't want all these side groups out there. We want y'all to sign up for our propaganda. Yeah, right. Back in a minute.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Well, we're back here, and I want to get into Dr. Hammonds on slavery, what's going on over in Africa. He's Obama knows, but they don't give a damn about blacks. It's all political. But on a comment on what Pat Buchanan put out, he put out some interesting statistics on what's going on in this country. Can we handle it? I don't know. Nobody wants to talk about these things. This is from Pat Buchanan. In New York, from January to June of 2008, 83% of all gun assailants were black, according to witnesses and victims, though blacks were only 24% of the population. Blacks and Hispanics together accounted for 98% of all gun assailants. 49 of every 50 muggings and murders in the Big Apple were the work of black and Hispanic criminals. New York Commissioner Ray Kelly confirms McDonald's fact. Blacks and Hispanics commit 96% of all crimes in the city, he said, but only 85% of the stop and frisk are blacks and Hispanics. Now, what's going on here? Why? We don't hear this. We don't hear this type of thing. Look at the percentages here. Fernando Mato, head of the New York Taxi Cab Union, urges his drivers to profile blacks and Hispanics for their own safety. The God's honest truth is that 99% of the people that are robbing and stealing, killing these drivers are blacks and Hispanics. Continuing on here. What about the interracial crime, white-on-black attacks, and the reverse? After researching the FBI numbers for suicide of a superpower, this writer concluded, an analysis of a single offender victimization figures from the FBI for 2007 finds blacks committed 433,934 crimes against whites. Eight times the 55,685 whites committed against blacks. Interracial rape is almost exclusively black on white, with 14,000 assaults on white women by African Americans in 2007. Not one case of a white sexual assault on a black female has been found in the FBI study. Though blacks are outnumbered 5-1 in the population by whites, they commit eight times as many crimes against the whites as the reverse. By those 2007 numbers, a black male was 40 times as likely to assault a white person as the reverse. 40 times. 40 times. If interracial crime is the ugliest manifestation of racism, what does this tell us about where racism really resides in America? And if the FBI stats for 2007 represent an average year since Tawana Raleigh rape hoax of 1987, over one-third of a million white women have been sexually assaulted by black males since 1987, with no visible protest from the civil rights leadership. Today, 73% of all black kids are born out of wedlock. Growing up, these kids drop out, use drugs, are unemployed, commit crimes, are incarcerated at many times the rate of Asians and whites, or Hispanics, who are taking jobs that used to go to young black Americans. Are the white vigilantes or the white cops really black America's problem? Obama seems not to think so. The Reverend Sharpton, notwithstanding, which means in spite of, he is touting Ray Kelly as a possible chief of Homeland Security. Do we have a problem here? Do we really? Can we stand the truth? Nobody wants to talk about what's really going on. Look at Detroit. It's going down the tubes, trying to declare bankruptcy. Democratically run, all the handouts, all the programs. Socialism at its best with communism. And look where it is. $18 billion in debt. And oh, guess what? All of the people that voted them all these retirement, they don't want to participate. So it's unconstitutional. We don't want to lose our retirement. Really, why not? This is the result of your administrations. But you want to keep all the money you've stolen and to hell with everybody else. We have an inherent problem in this country. The blacks are never going to really integrate. It's never going to happen. And I'm not saying it because it's a racist statement. Why? There's reasons for these things. You have to look at them realistically and then apply logic and see. The blacks are easier and the Hispanics to distinguish from, quote, whites. Whites, different flavors of whites are very difficult. German, Italian, French, English. Back in a minute. Then I'll continue on here. Let me know if you disagree.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plaques. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, we're back from break here. Before I continue on, Bill in Ohio, you got a comment or a question on what we're talking about today?
Both, Ralph, if that's okay. And I say I agree with you almost all the time, and I think that I do here. I don't do this
to have everybody agree. What I do this show is try to put out facts and stuff, yeah. And if you have a valid point, then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the interracial stuff for sure. I'm just curious, though, on the German schooling. As you may or may not know, Jews were forbidden from teaching. And in fact, we're barred from all education type posts in Germany. And it would seem to me only reasonable that the children would undergo some sort of re-education after what the Jews did to the Germans in Germany in 1920 and in 1930 with the self-hating stuff, the multiculturalism stuff, the stuff that's going on now, they were dealing with back then. And so I don't know if you're hostile to what some of those policies that were implemented, but some of it was basically self-preservation and learning to love themselves and their race. And I see absolutely nothing wrong with that. Ralph?
Well, let me ask you this. So you're saying all the stuff that the Jews, by the way, the Jews, there's a lot more to what happened. There was a part of the Ashkenazi Jews that conspired with and worked with the Nazis against other Jews in that country, by the way, just for your information. The Jews did a lot of things in that country that when you go look at the Balfour Agreement that they set up, and you go look at what they were doing to Germany when they did the Versailles, or when they did the treaty over there, they took the German people down. They bankrupted them, and Hitler did a lot of good. I'm not a fan of Hitler, but he did a lot of good. He put millions of Germans back to work, and he was looking at some of the ills that were going on. But now, if I get what you're trying to say is that Germany is re-educating its children against what the Jews did? Is that what you're saying?
I think there was a backlash, yes, that some of what they had been taught by the Jews that were running education in Germany, as well as banking and government, they were hence thrown out. And in a sense, then children could be re-educated. And it's sort of like the homeschooling movement that we see now, which I'm a part of. There are now a million people that are homeschooling. 10 years ago, there were 100,000. We were laughed at. And I think that's part of what the Germans got. So I don't know. I hear so much of German bashing and Germany bashing. And I just wonder, to all his detractors, if you had taken over a country that was completely broke, had no gold, had nothing, had 50% unemployment, what would you have done differently? What would you have done in 5 years what he managed to do, making it the economic marvel and envy of the world?
No, I'm not against that. But what I'm saying is, in today's world, that we're using the international courts and we're using the right that in Germany, I guess I'm not sure, I would presume then that, do you support that the people in Germany have a right to homeschool or not? That's really
absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a part of that. The fact that they can't, it's now we have the Jews controlling Germany all over again. You know, and that's the problem. General Patton says very clearly, we warred against the wrong enemy. We should have invaded Jew-run Russia. That's General Patton. After the war, he said, we just helped destroy the greatest race in Germany. Those are his words, not mine.
Well, I don't disagree with a lot of what you're saying. I don't know today because I don't know the amount of Jews that are in control. I do know in this country, they're in great control of the media, of Hollywood. They admit they totally control Hollywood. They almost admit that they control almost all the media. They admit that they control all of our banking systems.
Germany's controlled. I mean, you can't even question that. If you say 5,999,999 died and not 6 million, that's what your math led you to, that's a thought crime. It's a punishable thought crime in Germany.
It's
just a matter of fact.
I will make a statement on that. There is no way that 6 million Jews died.
Of course not. No, you and anyone... Yeah, with a three-digit IQ knows that. Yeah, on the interracial stuff, I mean, we're seeing the race pimps and hustlers do what they do. There was a case back, I think, in 09 or 010. I want your listeners to be aware of this. And it was a young Italian boy named Cervini, and it was in Rochester, New York. He was gunned down by a black man named Roderick Scott. Now, Scott was again a black man. Thought that the boys were up to no good, and they may have well been taking CDs or whatever out of cars. Long story short, he held them at gunpoint. He claims that the two kids charged him, but yet Cervini, the young white teen, was found shot in the back. He was killed by a back shot. So he would have had to have charged this black man running backwards were it the case. So he was found shot dead in the hand and in the back. This case has received absolutely no attention whatsoever, and Roderick Scott, the shooter, the black shooter, was acquitted of any wrongdoing. And you compare that, contrast it to what happened with this Zimmerman case, this high-profile, sensationalized junk story where you have a Hispanic shooter or a quasi-Jewish Murano Hispanic shooter, perpetrator, a neighborhood watchman who got the hell beat out of him, and I think he was actually quite fair in exercising good restraint and judgment. He waited until he was getting the crap beat out of him until he exercised his lawful means of self-defense. He didn't even utilize the stand your ground. It wasn't stand your ground. He was getting his butt kicked, is the bottom line.
What it's called is the first aggressor. Whoever becomes the first aggressor that puts you in fear of your life, you then have the right to use, the cops use it every day, to
deport
people legally and execute people illegally.
Yeah.
As soon as you do that, you have the right to use any level of force. Now, was it a fact that he was on, Trayvon Martin was the first aggressor? Absolutely.
Absolutely. There should be no doubt about that.
Was he on top pounding on? He had things on his knuckles. Was he pounding on? There's a witness that he was on top pounding on Trayvon or on Zimmerman.
This isn't even a stand your case, a stand your ground case, Ralph, because there was no stand your ground.
That's right. No,
he was getting his ass kicked, and I think was actually in fear of possibly losing his life. Getting your brain, your head, the back of your head bashed into the concrete, it wouldn't take long. A couple of those, and you have a concussion, or you're out.
Well,
they had a
medical doctor come on Gun Talk, and by the way, he said that there are more people killed with fists and feet than with, quote, long weapons, with rifles and assault weapons. There are more people, and he said hitting your head on the pavement, one blow can kill you, it can disable you, it can blind you. And any time that is happening, there's not a degree of whatever or anything. When that happens, you have the right. As soon as he was on top of him and attacked him, he had the right to pull the weapon and kill him. And that's what happened. And I fully support what Zimmerman did, and he had every right to do it.
I do too. I think any reasonable person would. That is why we have guns. His neighborhood was awash with crime, and it is black crime. And I think it was Ann Coulter that said we really don't have a crime problem in this country. We have, let's call it what it is, we have a black crime problem. If we take the murder rates of whites, we're talking about rates that rival basically peaceful and quiet Belgium or Finland. Whites are not going out and committing the homicides at the levels that the blacks are. We've not, and we've never been. Those that try to say this is a socioeconomic issue are absolutely lying. The poorest areas in America are in Appalachia, in Kentucky, West Virginia, parts of Ohio, Tennessee, those areas, and their crime rate is 50% lower than the national average. These are the poorest people in America right now. So that other stuff, it just doesn't wash. The black community needs to, they need to own up to to their crime and fix it. And the truth is, I mean, they are the real racists when we look at crime. I mean, even with themselves. So, I don't have any white
guilt prior to the whole story. Did you watch any of the Piers Morgan interview?
I don't watch TV.
Well, I don't have a TV, but I saw a little of it on a thing, and I went and looked at this Rachel Gentile, supposedly that speaks three languages, can't even read or write English.
Well, Ebonics and Pig Latin, and probably in a bastardized form of English, I guess.
But what she's talking about, and this is a quote from her, they don't understand. Now, this is Gentile. They don't understand. They understand, he would just bash or was killed. When somebody bash somebody like blood people, trust me, in the area I live in, that's not bashing. That's just called whoop ass. You just got your ass whooped. That's what it is. Now, did I miss something here? How do you even read this thing? Whoop ass.
Whoup ass. That's called
yeah,
whoop
and
ass.
Then she goes,
just made
it
up
wasn't
a new word. You know, and in 10 years, it'll be in the dictionaries now. The new Webster dictionary.
Oh, yeah, and then she goes, continue. It lives of the creepy ass cracker. It wasn't cracker that the prosecutor, it was a cracker. Because that has to do with the means of some sort of a cop or something. What kind of nonsense is this that we would even consider? This Morgan, she's just a very articulate, very well spoken. Can't even read or write damn English.
We're going to have an abridged version of the Webster's Dictionary now. These words in 10 years are going to be, part of our everyday language. And, I've nothing against black. I have a black neighbor. I wouldn't trade him for anything in the world. He's a great guy, and I think he feels the same about me. This is a crime issue. It's not, but in a sense, it is a race issue. I like him. I don't like his family, though, is the problem. The extended get-togethers and those types of things. So, I believe we all have a means and a right to defend our lives. I don't know if this case is really a high profile case for gun control. It seems as though that is what it is, and it sickens me. Like I said, the Cervini case in New York, where he was shot and killed in the back, and the black shooter was acquitted, is to me just an absolute outrage in comparison to this Trayvon case.
There's all kinds of them like that.
I know. Here. I know.
And they don't, and it's the black killing whites. And we got to address it. And, of course, the papers don't address it. And then we get Obama. But it's also into the subjective versus objective.
Well, thank God, Buchanan's covering it. Some of the others are talking about it. You're talking about it. And all we can do is get the truth out there. So I appreciate it, and I'll let you run. But thanks, Rothman.
Sure. Yeah.
Try to cover the mortgage stuff when you can. That Keating guy was really good, I think, a year or two ago, or Donna Barron. I don't know. It'd be nice to kind of see where they are and what they're doing these days.
Yeah, I need to get back to that. I just got so many. I got 19 cases that I'm doing research in right now, providing research materials. And I've had a couple of friends that got into major issues up here, and I have to help my friends because I don't have many.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm just a one-man show, and I'm trying to get this information out and get more people to get involved. Get off your damn tush and get involved and get educated so you can stand up to these people.
I know it. I hear you, Ralph.
With
Thank
facts.
You. Okay, buddy. Bye.
It's just absolutely astounding. One of the things that the media does is subjective type stuff. It's feelings, opinions, and stuff, and they try to portray that into being objective, into real facts of what's happened. A jury looks at objective stuff. What happened? What did the jury really decide in Trayvon Martin's case? He was the first aggressor. He was an attacker. And that's a fact. Nobody disputes it. They want to put out, and what's the first aggressor, that's the word, that's the term that's used. You can look it up in dictionaries and stuff, in cases, first aggressor. Once that threshold is crossed, you then have a right to use the level of force required up to, including killing the other person. Any murder is horrendous. I mean, if you've ever been around and seen a person die of something, I've seen several of those, and it's not a pretty picture. You don't wish it on anybody. Everybody has only one life in this world, at least as far as I know. And they're all precious to each one of them. to each one of the people that have them. People love these. Just like, look what's going on in Chicago. I think that during the time I heard on the gun talks, that during the time this was on, there were 61 murders in Chicago. I would presume that, and most of them are black. I would presume, I mean, I don't have first-hand knowledge, but there are people that love some of these people. They got their kids, their teenagers, their parents, their mothers, father. Somebody loves them. They had families. And it's irrelevant. We got blacks killing blacks, big time. And nobody gives a rat's rump. Because it doesn't serve the purposes of the race baiters, because they make big money off of race baiting, stirring the people up. But what I was starting to say, why we have a problem that's never going to be fixed. It's not ever going to be fixed. We in America cannot discern easily the, quote, white race, the French from the Italians, the Greeks, the English, the Norwegians. They, you know, there are some indications of the names and that, but it's not easily discerned. It is easily discerned. Hispanic, Mexicans, whatever you want to call them. I don't know what the hell correct name is anymore. Blacks, African-Americans, whatever. Easily discernible. Now, what's going to lead to a problem? If I were buying a house and I had a choice of an all-white neighborhood or an all-black neighborhood or all-Hispanic, where would I buy the house? We have an inherent built-in to band together, or if you will, be in areas of our, of what we feel comfortable with. And I would buy in a white neighborhood. Would a black man buy in a total white neighborhood or in a black neighborhood? If they were all equal in all other respects, socially, whatever. Now that's the first problem we have. The second problem is, if I can, because if I'm black or Hispanic, I can easily claim the racist card. White, you can't. So if I'm greedy, and all races are greedy, but if I'm greedy and I want something for myself and I can claim the racist card, it's going to be claimed. Most people will do it. And the blacks can do it and get away with it, the whites can't. So therein lies an inherent problem. And then we have the race baiters that are trying to stir the pot for their own benefit. They could give a rat's rump about the blacks. Obama don't give a damn about Negroes getting killed, or which I'm going to get in here on slavery and stuff that's going on in Africa, and he was over there standing where the slaves came from. He could care less. He don't care. Until the black people wake up and quit buying into this total smoking baloney, nothing's changing. But can it ever get changed? No, I don't think so. Because they are easily identifiable and they can use the race card for their benefit. And they're going to use it. If the whites could use it, they would. There's a lot of whites who do the same thing, but they can't. They can't do the same thing. Back in a minute, we got a caller.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore.
Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord, 550 tensile strength, military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Well, we're back from break here, and Chris in Las Vegas, you got a comment or a question?
Well, I do, Ralph. Thank you for letting me on today. And I want to share a little things I've been learning with you that I think you may find interesting, and hopefully some of the audience. I've been reading a book called Essential Lawyering Skills from the Aspen Law and Business Institute. And probably the most telling thing that speaks to the topic you're talking on today is there chapter 11.8 called Ethical Storytelling, where it claims that they exercise the law of rhetoric, which states that one must lie in order to speak the truth. And they further go on to describe the courts basically as a show trial or a kabuki theater where there are actors there and they are there to tell a interesting tale that will be appealing and will capture the jury's attention. It has nothing to do with law, fact, or evidence, but is it entertaining to the group that will be listening, whether it's the jury or the judge or the audience at home? And so when you deduce that these attorneys are absolutely without moral scruples or ethics, because Corpus Juris Secundum, Volume 7, Attorney-Client Relationships, specifically under Miscellaneous Attorney-Client Sexual Relationships, proudly proclaim that it's not against the professional ethics of the attorney to have sexual relations with his client. As we know, they're effing all of us every day. And this is what they've done on this communist show trial kabuki theater. Of course, they try to proclaim that Zimmerman is white, which, of course, most of us know that he's not. Zimmerman is generally not a white name. And although he has some appearances that reflect either Caucasoid or Hispanic lineage, he is maybe partial of some of those tribes, but basically he is a Zionist. And they've cleverly used this story to entertain the audience.
Wait a minute. What, you're just saying Zimmerman is a Zionist?
Yes, part of his genetic heritage is from those who call themselves Jews, but are not Jews, of course. They're the Khazars.
So you're saying that his white parents are Khazars?
I'm saying that there is a significant portion of that tribal contribution to his genetic
based
makeup.
On what? I have not seen anything of that. Technically, the new word that there are two, the Khazars or the Ashkenazi Jews or the Sephardic Jews. I've not seen anything that his parents were Ashkenazi, his white was Ashkenazi Jews.
Well, we certainly have not seen much truth in this trial. All we've seen are
that doesn't explain your statement.
Narratives.
So I can't let that stand if you ain't got anything to back it up. But go ahead before we finish out here. Go ahead. What's your point?
I have done some reading that suggests to me that I can't offer you the proof at this moment, but I suggest others might not trust me but do their own research. But I think they'll
continue on with something else because there's nothing that I've seen to support any of that. That's just supposition.
I will suggest that I do, and I hope others that listen to your show frequently miss your normal teaching that you've been so great at educating us all about the Gladden case and the other cases you're working on and giving us actual fact, law, and evidence as opposed to participating with this post-show trial analysis, the post-game analysis, if you will, that's been going, it's over for a while, and of course, except for the ginning up of the race baiting and hatred and sending out the murderous hordes of Black Panthers, it's pretty well gone away. But I thank you so much for letting me participate, Ralph.
Okay, well, we got to go. So anyway, and we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned for the next hour. Thanks.